You are listening to Aldrin Sempier on SAFM.
We're in conversation next with Hassan Logat, spokesperson of the People's Media Consortium. The Constitutional Court has ruled that the switch off of analog television broadcasts in South Africa must be delayed to allow for more consultation. The court also found the Communications Minister's decision on the 28th of February 2022 to set the 31st of March and later revised to the 30th of June 2022 by the High Court as the final date for the analog switch off was unconstitutional and invalid. Hassan, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. So also an emphasis from the Constitutional Court judgment that you must take into consideration the people that you've said that you would be supplying with these set-top boxes.
Good afternoon. Eldrin, you're right. The court basically reiterated very important principles. The minister argued in both the High Court and the Constitutional Court that she had no real right to be consulting ETV and civil society organizations, Media Monitoring and SOS in particular, who were friends of the court. And the court basically says, you know, you need to do that because if you, you know, it's your right to set the date, but you know, you need to check with industry players and those who serve the public at large. The court also said that the way they did this consultation with setting up the registration and deadline for 31st October, 2021, without considering that it will affect what the court says, 2 million households, you know, that's a lot of people. And basically, the court didn't want to enter into conversations about equity, you know, but it did rule on equity and so and social justice in some way. But it didn't want to get through the merits of free speech and those kind of things that we raised in these court cases. So in many ways, the minister got a clap. And we could have given this advice to her really free of charge. You know, I think I argued on this station around about, I think, the 14th or the 16th of March, where we said, you know, that we really want to talk and we want to make sure that this decision works for people. And I said, I think at the end of that interview with you, was that we didn't throw stones, we threw words. And clearly, the minister's fatal error was not to listen to the public.
So now that it's back in the minister's court, what happens now? What is it that you'd like to see? Because the Constitutional Court also saying that it doesn't want to force the minister's hand and also respecting separation of powers.
I think that the court is right. I mean, the court didn't want to substitute itself for government. Government has the right. They're elected by the majority of people and they have this right to make decisions. However, the court did rule that it cannot do this without any constraints to their power. The power is granted them. Mm. And that's why the court gives it back to the minister, says, do it. And I want to say publicly from our coalition, and we work with the Black Sash Environmental Monitoring Group, Workers World, SAF2, we work with a lot of unions and other people. We say we are ready to work together. But we don't want to do this at the expense of the poor. If there's a package that includes the poor, both financial programs for them to get these boxes, set of boxes, but as well as to make them feel that their views really matter. You know, we want digital, all of us want a digital migration, but not at the expense of excluding 2 million. And the court regarded that as very, very tough because the minister's own argument was that so many people will be excluded from 3 to 6 months. And the court says, but that's your argument, and that's wrong. We said these were rights that people had, and to take them away will undermine, you know, the people's lives, the access to real knowledge, to recreation. All those are real rights. People have gained it. I never thought 10 years ago that I would say that digital rights are real rights. You know, but today you don't have information. You're really in limbo.
Yeah, but what's the proposal that you're making? Because there is the one part around it is the indigent households and those who need access to these digital set-top boxes. But then the other part is around what is the deadline or what deadline should be envisaged by the state to do this switch off?
We will be there and we'll encourage people. We will do whatever. In fact, that the SABC must be used very, very strongly to ask people to register. But when people do not have the money and they are so poor, right? We were arguing really about the working poor. So these set-top boxes must be manufactured and must be given to people. Our post offices that they use as a conduit are quite dysfunctional. So we need to find ways and means to start afresh. We want it as soon as possible, but not at the expense of leaving out people. You know, we're not Europe where these rights are taken for granted. Yeah, we come from a history of exclusion where people were denied basic education, they were denied information. You know, there was a tight control over the SABC. We want to free the airways, but to make sure that it doesn't go from one set of freedom into the hands of corporations, you know. So clearly we are there as partners, and we hope the minister is big enough to see that.
Yeah. So considering as well that you have the International Telecommunications Union deadline that was set already in 2015, we are, 7 years past that deadline. Can we afford further delays?
I mean, there's so many deadlines that people should be going home without, should be going to bed without food. It's not one of the deadlines. We've set ourselves many, many deadlines that are more onerous that we don't adhere to. This is a deadline set by people, as I said before, and people can change it. I've seen that how powerful countries have mitigated this transition. We're a poor country. We need to take into consideration our reality. But if you look at the African Union of Broadcasting, they had a two-tier system. They have some people on terrestrial, which can continue to access television, while the rest is on digital. Whatever the minister decides, it must be just and equitable. We're not here to dictate.
Thank you so much for your time. That is Hassan Logat, who is the spokesperson of the People's Media Consortium. We hope to speak to Teboho Leshoba next, who is from the Department of Communication, and just to hear their response to this Constitutional Court judgment and what will happen next, considering that the deadline that was set following that High Court judgment was moved to the 30th of June, which would have been in the next 2 days. So now that decision has been declared unlawful and the judgment as well has been set aside, what's the next steps that the Department of Communications will be taking?